Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
I'm glad that they're hopefully bringing it back to Roman, which is the entire point of this whole thing anyway. The Rock doesn't even interfere if it's not for Roman. So I hope that the next two weeks along, finally get the exchanges that focus on Cody and Roman, because what else are we watching, really? I mean, LA Knight was right. Wrestling was cool 6 or 7 months before The Rock came back. it's all right. It's all good.
Going on. This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
We're now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. And this is the second half of our live stream episodes for the week. This half, we're talking about WWE and everything that happened on Raw this week. So check that out. Here we go now. Right, let's cross over to WWE. We got quite a bit to talk about from Raw. First, Cody has a comeback for Rock's concert, which is okay sana, and then he tried to cut the promo. But, you know, he really put on his big boy pants. He talked some shit, said a few PG-13 words to The Rock, called him an asshole, called him a bitch, called him Roman side chick, said he had a small dick. It was good. I enjoyed it. I see quite a bit of people hating it back on the internet, but I thought that was a pretty nice response from Cody. What did you guys think of this? Was it the perfect or was it a good comeback? Not a perfect comeback, but a good one. Gino, what do you think?
It's a weird just ahead. I'll be honest. It was weird for me. I get that he was trying to be serious, pero ang effect sa akin noon, it's like a kid using cuss words for the first time, you know. yo, shit ka! When you hear the word shit, when you first heard a cuss word, you didn't really know what it meant, so you just threw it out there. And that's what it struck me as. I know that Cody is always, you know, hindi naman siya clean cut, but for some reason, ganun yung effect niya sa akin because he's always been packaged as a good guy, you know, as a guy who always did the right thing. Yeah. And yes, I guess appropriate yung response given the level of aggression that's happened in this match. But I also feel like because of this rivalry, it takes away stuff from the larger picture of Cody finishing his story. Diba? It's now focused on Cody versus The Rock, which we were never going to get anyway. We were never going to get Cody versus The Rock. The Rock, Roman Reigns always had to be involved. And now, for some reason, si Roman na yung nagiging side chick. Diba si Roman na yung parang nakisali lang when originally Roman was the center of attention here and good old Dwayne was just dropped in there. So, yeah. Yun lang yung issue ko dito sa focus na to.
I think they're gonna, address it naman on this episode of SmackDown.
Because Roman, say Roman na nagano, because they weave in Paul Heyman. Okay.
Oh, they will have a one-on-one on SmackDown. Like no members of the Bloodline allowed in the building. So I feel like they will redirect that on SmackDown, which is why I'm like, okay, I'm giving them a break about it. The response is okay because they went tit for tat. Like yung parang he just matched the same energy na Rock put out nung SmackDown on Friday. So those words were needed to combat because Rock is known for using the same words. So parang Cody copied from the Rock's playbook, pero he twisted it and put in a little bit of Cody flavor in there. And it worked. Like, I liked it. I liked the promo. He didn't have to cry this time. You know, he was just aggressive, which is I like. You know, we're this close to WrestleMania, so he should be getting hype, should be getting more angrier at the Bloodline as we go on here.
I didn't think he matched the energy. I thought he had better energy. Kasi puro kakengko yan lang naman yung ginagawa ni Rock, eh, diba? Puro, I mean, I'm over that high school juvenile sophomore shit. You know, like, I've heard it before, and you know, it's fun to hear. It's funny, yes. It's funny in the moment, but it doesn't really add much to the story overall. It's there to serve as, you know, the pop people who want that easy, brainless material, diba? Honestly, like, it's so easy to poke fun at Stardust. Oh, so easy to call Cody a mistake, diba? To say that, you know, to go after his mom, that's low hanging fruit, eh, diba? So the fact that Cody went for the jugular, to me, Cody went for the jugular and cooked Rock. Kasi parang he took aim at the fact that he couldn't stay out. He couldn't stay out of all of this, and he was using the entire thing to stay relevant, diba? So I thought that was much more effective, and I thought that really read Rock like a book. Kaya mas nagustuhan ko yung promo ni Cody. So I'm glad that they're hopefully bringing it back to Roman, which is the entire point of this whole thing anyway. The Rock doesn't even interfere if it's not for Roman. So I hope that the next 2 weeks, we finally get the exchanges that focus on the Cody and Roman, because what else are we watching, really? I mean, Ellie Knight was right. Wrestling was cool 6 or 7 months before The Rock came back. So it's all right. It's all good. Yeah, Glendale, The Rock is the jock bully. I've seen that. You know, I've worked with people like that before. And you quickly get over it. Because it's funny once, a couple of times, and then they're not, after a while, they're not really adding much to the story. Because they're just playing it for laughs. So, yeah. Next, we have a development in the Intercontinental Championship picture. One, Chad Gable is serious now. medyo sad boy na siya. He's traded the Alpha Academy tank tops for a suit. Is now really somber and morose and solemn. And then he just straight up cooked Sammy and said that he couldn't beat Gunther. So what are we looking for here? What are we expecting to see here? What do you guys think? Gino, what are you looking for? What are you anticipating?
I think in as much as I would want to see Sammy beat Gunther, I don't think it's for him. Like sinabi din namin ni Emil to stream that I think that's still Chad Gable's match to lose. Diba? It's still gonna end up Gable versus Gunther kasi dalawang beses na sila nag-face and dalawang beses na din siya inupakan. So, you know, wrestling logic dictates that third time's a charm. For Sammy, I think it's just them crediting him and his hard work and all the time that he's put in, diba? Give the guy a WrestleMania spot, why don't you? He deserves it, right? But at the end of the day, I don't think, kahit convincing yung promo na binigay ni Sami Zayn against Gunther, I don't think this feud is the feud that ends Gunther's reign. I think, if anything, it does more for Sammy losing kasi nga bibigyan naman siya ng bagong angle, bagong change in character than for him winning against Gunther, which, frankly, I don't think people want to see as much as Chad Gable winning the Intercontinental Championship.
Pero may inaabangan ba tayong twist? Like, is there a twist coming? Because I can't read it right now.
I don't know. I actually don't know if there is a twist.
Ito, like, I love how Chad Gable suddenly got into Sami Zayn's head. I love that how
Sami Zayn got into his head. He's wearing suits now.
No, but I know their conversation, and then after, like, diba, Sami was, you know, it was an honor to have that match last week and all. Tapos after that moment, after Chad Gable said, pinangka siya, kasi sinabi sa kanya na he can't beat Gunther. Sami wasn't the same. He, like, in the promo, I love that they addressed it on commentary. Na after that fiery promo, is he convincing everyone or is he convincing himself? And you know, they planted seeds of doubt for Sami. Na am I gonna believe this guy when he told me that I can't beat Gunther? Kasi may gravitas yung sinabi ni Chad Gable because he has been there. He has faced Gunther twice and he can't beat him. So you know, so it's one of those things. Na storytelling wise, I'm glad that they actually are making an effort there. In terms of a twist, my mind immediately went to Chad Gable turning heel and joining Imperium at WrestleMania, but that's kind of far.
Okay.
From
I'm glad that you mentioned that. I'm glad that you mentioned that. I'm glad that you mentioned that because I wanted to ask this next question. So when Chad Gable lost to Sami Zayn last week in the Gauntlet match, people were cheering him hard. And then people were kind of booing, or people are upset online with Sami because she's nanalo ulit. And then we're repeating WrestleMania last year. Right? So if people are cheering for Chad Gable and are rooting for him, why is the play for him to be a dick? Right? Why is it that he is the guy doing his own Drew McIntyre turn of, you know, kailangan ko manalo eh, so magiging kupal na ako, di ba? So what do you guys think of this? Because to me, it feels like Triple H is so good right now at building babyface stars, that now he's the victim. He's suffering from his own success, and people like Chad Gable are suffering from their own from his success. Na nagiging parang kailangan maging heel sila kasi not everyone can be an underdog babyface here. So, what do you guys think of that? Like, why is Chad Gable the guy being a dick here to Sami?
It's interesting na ganyan. Gets ko. Yeah, it's interesting that that's how you read it. Kasi for me, I think it's just them trying to give Gable an even bigger chip on the shoulder. Tulad yung sinabi ni Emil, diba? I don't know where he was going, but it's right. He's right. Natalo siya eh. Diba? So now he has even more to prove, not just to Gunther, but also to Sami Zayn. Diba? Kasi he knows na kaya niya si Sami Zayn. He lost, yes, that Gauntlet match. Pero alam niya kaya niya si Sami Zayn. Just like he knows that he can beat Gunther. Diba? So now he's like even hungrier now, even itchier now. Diba? Yung urge niya na lumalabas na as pagkakupal, yes, pagkagago. But then at the same time, he's just trying to be really the guy to get back on top, diba? And I think that's the arc we're going for here. Now, it's not necessarily a heel turn, more of giving him an edge that he never quite had. Hindi na siya yung wholesome Mr. America professor coach type guy. He's just they're just trying to add a little bit more flavor, a little bit more spice to somebody like Chad Gable.
I've seen this shit so many times in Triple H booking. Nah, the underdog babyface needed that extra edge before he can rise to the top and win the championship. I've seen that with Gargano. I've seen that with Sami Zayn even. So hindi nakatakataka na Triple H went this route, you know. But the thing is, Chad Gable is already one of your best babyfaces in the company. So parang there was no, because people are gonna root for him anyway, no matter what. Nah, you just have to put him in a position where he would succeed, and people are gonna get behind him. So, I know what they're doing here, but they could have done gone the other way, and it would still be as good, if not even better than what they're doing now.
it's admittedly too early to say, because it's really like the first week after people have been, you know, pulling for Chad Gable. So I'm honestly jumping the gun here. But I hope that they don't sacrifice yung goofy side in Chad Gable. Like, I feel like they're doing another Bailey and they're doing another Drew. But the Drew thing is, we already have a Drew. And what Drew did was recent. You know, super obsessed niya with becoming champion, that he becomes an asshole. Right? I don't want that to happen to Chad, because that's what it looks like is going to happen. But again, yeah, it's one of those things that we will have to let play out, because maaga pa. It's just that I feel like Triple H has been juggling a bit on, you know, how he's had so many stars that he can't always push, right? He can't always push. So I just hope that he knows what he's doing, because a lot of people have been cheering. They cheered Sammy last year. They gave him the tag team championship when he wanted the Uhu championship. And then now I hope that a lot of people are hoping that the end game for Chad Gable is the Intercontinental Championship. So I would like to see how Triple H jukes this particular situation, because it's not cut and dry. Talaga. Right, we have one more topic left in the WWE conversation. But before that, let's take a quick break and hear from our fellow podcasts on the Pod Network.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Magandang araw para sa mga mas nakaka-lurky na storya.
Mas masayang kwentuhan.
Mas nakakautot sa kaligayahan at chismisan.
Mga kaabang-abang na storya.
Aba, tutok na lagi sa Tambalan Podcast.
Right. Before we end the show, one last point from Raw. Emil's favorite, Jimmy and Jay, have confronted each other on Raw, to the chagrin of Adam Pearce. And Jimmy said that it was Jay's idea to leave the Bloodline. And he's blaming it all on Jay. And apparently he had nothing to do with it, even though he was the one who pretty much set off the events that would see the Usos leave the Bloodline in the first place. Jay didn't want to do it. If you all remember what happened, how it happened. So a lot of weird things happening here. And it's one of those things that you do have to also let it play out. But it's strange. So Emil has feelings about this. Talk your shit.
I've been complaining about this ever since Jimmy turned on Jay. Like, it didn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense now. They didn't explain. The fact that they haven't explained why Jimmy all of a sudden returned to the Bloodline, that fact itself, parang ano eh, something was off na talaga for me. So I feel like parang they just put these different pieces in place just so they could get the Usos matchup at WrestleMania. But honestly, if it was up to me, I would move this match for another time, because I don't think the dynamics is there yet for a compelling brother versus brother storyline. Kasi first of all, they're on different brands. And nang-epan lang naman si Jimmy pag may title match si Jay. Which, again, you gotta build up on that. You can't just do that and then, oto, sabak na, feud na agad tayo. Kasi, again, I understand long-term storytelling and all, but medyo nakalito din talaga tong story rin na to. Like, the inconsistency of Jimmy's character in booking makes me less interested in him, thus making me less interested in actually seeing them fight. Kasi, ano, yung momentum nila is night and day. Jay is having a this terrific run. When he got to Raw, he became a tag team champion, main evented a pay-per-view. He is consistently consistently on Raw every week. While Jimmy is back to playing the second fiddle in the Bloodline, and parang paiba-iba eh. Walang consistency yung character niya. Minsan you could see some seeds there of Roman not liking him, and then some other time he's gonna help Roman win. It just sucks because this the brother versus brother thing has so much potential. Because andun na yung draw. It's brother versus brother, but if you look closely into it, this seemed like rush. This whole thing, and we're only what 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, so I think I can say it now. Carlo is right. There's no explanation. They just kept it up and rolled with it. Because it's WrestleMania season, and they've been saying that they want to face each other at WrestleMania. So again, they could have done it right, pero wala, nandito na tayo, and they just rolled with it. And because of that, I'm not that interested in this match, and I'm just more confused and pissed at Jimmy Uso than before. So that's my feelings about it.
Yeah. Now, gets. Chino, what do you think, Chino?
Okay. I think it yes, bakit nga yung characterization ni Jimmy Uso up to this point. And yes, he could have done it better. But I think, honestly, sa haba ng Bloodline storyline, I'm just glad that they're wrapping one of the threads up nicely at WrestleMania. Diba? Because this whole thing is like a 3-year saga almost. Na parang sa haba nitong story na to, na nag-start pa nung nag-champion si Roman Reigns at matatapos 3 years later, I'm just glad that it's ending. It's coming to a head. They could have done it earlier. They should have done it earlier, in fact. But they wanted the WrestleMania spot. The brother Roots. I saw this stat online that said every 15 years, nagkakaroon ng brother versus brother matchups. And it's kind of tracked. So yes, I guess this is our generation's version of that. Right? So I guess it kind of tracks. But yeah, they could definitely could have done it better. But I mean, it's there. It's there. And I'm just glad that it's ending after 3 long years of the same shit. Diba? Na pinahaba lang nila ng pinahaba. Right? Yeah. Also, I think ultimately si Solo Sikoa is also going to play a part in this because he is a brother also. So it's to me, yung inaabangan ko, yung twist na tinitignan ko, what role he has in this feud.
Yung nga, like the 3-year thing, it started off really well. Diba? They have told this wonderful story. That's why a few months ago, I compared this whole thing to, you know, the series finale of How I Met Your Mother. And I'm still comparing it to that now. The entire season 9 of How I Met Your Mother is like this whole last 5 months of this whole Jimmy versus Jay saga. Say they really fumbled it. They could have had something special in there, but here we are now. You know, but again, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen nonetheless. You know, and people are gravitated towards that brother versus brother thing.
Yeah, all I'm gonna say is I agree that they should have explained why Jimmy turned on Jay. Properly. And then why he went back to the Bloodline. You know, inang hinihintay ko explanation. Kasi Jimmy gaslighting Jay and all of that. I can still that's like, kasi it's a heel saying heelish things, diba? You can still have a heel do irrational things in the name of villainy, diba? Ganun naman ang mga kontrabida, diba? Kung ano-ano sinasabi nila, kung ano-ano iniisip nila, diba? But I needed an explanation from Jimmy to Roman. Diba? Kasi Roman just, you know, accepted him back. And I wanted to know why he turned his back on the thing that he started. Diba? So, yun ang kulang sa akin. And that's why I agree that this has been a quite heatless story because they spent a whole bunch of time over the past couple of months focusing the Bloodline against Cody that they forgot that they wanted to do Jimmy and Jay. So super sayang because it would have been a great, it will be a great match between the twins, but it's the story to get there is not really good. So it sucks. I wanted them to do this really well, but we're not getting a good story out of it. Right, that's it for our wrestling talk this week on the live stream. But before we get out of here, fellas, let's get your plugs in. Emil, you got anything?
Lando Man, just follow us on all our social media accounts. And wrestling fans in Naga, I think Caffeinate and Sir Miko Garcia of Comedy Orago is cooking up something for WrestleMania. So pag may official na, I'll also plug it here on the pod. So just stay tuned for that.
Right, Chino, what you got?
Yeah, so a few things. I started vlogging over the weekend, so I'm coming out with my first vlog, which covers the first year anniversary of an open mic I run at Cinema 76 Cafe in Quezon City. So that's dropping tomorrow. Mabilis lang siya. Pwede niyong panoorin na hindi kayo himatayin. And also, I am coming up with Best Town Podcast has a new episode tomorrow. Coming out with comedian and former banker Judd Gregorio. So that's coming out tomorrow on all your podcast aggregators. Also, just please follow everything I do, linktr.ee/chinosupersize.
All right. As for me, DexCon is happening again this weekend, Saturday, meet and greet Wrestle Bazaar at Unbox Green Hills. Meron pang tickets for the event at the venue, limited lang. So if you've been meaning to go to the meet and greet, you're going to meet myself, Main Max, the Calamari Drunken Kings, Masa Takanashi, and Chris Brooks, OPM, Jake DeLeon, and David Ravenna, and all the other stars that are featured on the show. It's going to be 12 p.m. onwards at Unbox Green Hills. Tapos on Sunday, 6 p.m., it's going to be the main WrestleStorm show. We're going to have our title match against TZK, SJM, and Ken Cypher, who will also be at the event. Sorry, I forgot to mention them. Nilo Masasaja. But yun, tickets, I believe, are still available at dexcon.helixpay.ph. The venue is going to be at Brawl Pit Bulusan in Banaue, around Banaue, Quezon City. So go check that out, guys, please. If you are looking for some international flavor, our first show of the year, it's going to be a lot of fun. As for Kasaysayan, tickets are already sold out, unfortunately. So if you were not able to get your ticket for NWF Kasaysayan 2024, too bad, y'all. You're going to have to wait for it on RJ Rock of Manila. Right, that's it for the Wrestling Podcast live stream this week. Please follow us if you want to talk more about what we talked about the ganaps of the week, whether we talked about it here on the stream or not. It's at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and TikTok, at Wrestling Podcast on Instagram and Threads, and the Wrestling Podcast here on Facebook. My co-hosts are at Chino Supersize, that's here on the video, at EML_Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, N-I-T-E for Rowan A-S-H, at _StanC for Stan, at Row is War for myself on Twitter, and at Chang.Daddy on Instagram and Threads and TikTok. All right. Again, thank you so much to our wonderful management team, Babyface Manager Jasper Manyalang, working us behind the scenes, and the rest of the boys and girls on the Pod Network. Thank you so much for making us sound better than we are, and for keeping the podcast going after all these years. We're celebrating our 10th year in a couple of weeks. Wala pang ganap for our anniversary celebration because things have been so busy with the viewing party. So we hope to see you there, guys. Tickets are still available. Early bird at tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. We'll see you guys there, whether it's at Hobby Stadium or at Skinny Mike Sports Bar in BGC. This has been the Wrestling Podcast. For my co-host, I'm Ro Moran. Please stay safe, stay dry, stay warm, stay healthy. Don't be a dick, guys. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, Outcast. Peace. Thank you.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.